Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Because exactly as Dan said, an 18 to 20-year-old is a completely different mindset than when you're 17. A 20-year-old, a 21-year-old, hell, even a 22-year-old at this point, has a completely different train of thought than it did at 17. When you're 17 years old, and I'll speak for myself, when I was 17 years old, I wanted to get as far away from my parents as humanly possible. That was number one. To the point where I actually applied to go to the University of Hawaii. I got the acceptance letter, and my parents looked at me and went, no, you will now write them a letter back thanking them for allowing, for accepting you and how you will be declining going there. That was the first thing. It was like, no, you're not doing this. And that was the first thing I wanted. 2021, not the case. I wanted to be closer to home. I wanted to be closer to my parents. I wanted to be closer to my friends. I wanted to be closer to the people that I knew and loved. The other thing, too, is I was looking for a good time. I was looking for somewhere different than where I was. Only to get down there and be homesick. Only to get down there and not want to be in that position. You could see that with a college kid as well. Any of them. And especially when you're getting recruited on top of that and you've got a high-profile coach sitting there looking you dead in the face and making you promises of how you'll be able to succeed. I didn't have that. I got to just pick and then give them money. They're in a position where they're getting, for lack of better terminology, a whole bunch of offers and are in high demand and have to look at these guys and go, no, I don't want to do that. Well, you know, that makes sense. I could go there. Hey, this opportunity best fits me. At 21, 22, if those promises are empty, the door becomes open. You heard it on the broadcast a whole bunch of times from Herbie and Chris Fowler talking about the recruiting of Caleb Downs and how they would sit there and how Jim Knowles basically was getting interviewed by Caleb Downs over what was going to take place of why he should transfer and why it made sense. These Northern teams have the cash and they have a different mindset and a different idea that they can now go to an Alabama five-star absolute great player and sit down with them and go, hey, you would be perfect. Come my direction. Here's the cash to do it. Here's how I could set you up. And as Dan brought up the point, as much as we want to sit here and do the, you know, I'm not here to play school, the ability to get a master's in accounting from Notre Dame, that's a good pull. That's something you want. That's something that sets you up for the rest of your life. And even when you're done playing football, you're still in a position to succeed. It's a completely different world out there. And the fact that we're now hitting the point where it's turning into North versus South, like Doug LaMaurice told us so long ago, it makes it even more intriguing. It makes it better. I love where college football is right now. I know it's not as simple as it used to be. I will forever be a fan of a bygone era where if you grew up in Ohio and You would go play for one of the big name local high schools. You'd go play for, you know, your local high school, or you would go St. Ed's, you'd go St. Ignatius, you'd go Glenville, you'd go Holy Name, you would go to any of those around the area that wasn't your local public high school. And then you'd want to play for Ohio State. It's not the world we're living in anymore. We are now in a position where, A, it's so much easier to see every team now. You know, you would understand why someone could be an Oregon fan. And you'd be able to see every single Oregon game on TV now. You know, we're not in the world anymore where we're only seeing one or two teams. Gosh, a college football Saturday, you need like six TVs to watch everything. It's awesome. It's everything a sports fan could dream of. You know, you're no longer in that realm. And on top of that, now with the transfer portal, these kids can get what they want. They can make the moves that they want to. They can better themselves. They can better their families. I think the Caleb Downs thing is fascinating for the Buckeyes and how they were able to sit down with that kid and convince him to come here. I think we are going to see more and more of that from a lot of different teams. And that is going to become the future of the transfer portal. Guys who are like, it's not like I'm unhappy where I am, but I think there's a better opportunity for me, not only here when it comes to playing football, but my ability to have a career after football. A little bit of news coming down for you as well, courtesy of Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, sends out something there on the Yardist, formerly known as Twitter. The Browns have purchased the 176 acres of land in Brook Park for the proposed $2.4 billion dome plus $1 billion mixed-use development project. So now the Haslams officially own that piece of land. Before, it would always been hypothetical. They had offers. They had all of that kind of stuff. But our own Daryl Ryder reporting, hey, the Browns own that land now. Folks, the dome is a go. The dome is happening. There's nothing we can do about it if you are a fan of outdoor football and liked all the elements and all of that kind of stuff. That's out the window. The dome is happening. Now, who's going to pay for the dome? That's a lot of discussion. And that still is to be hashed out. I wonder where it all plays out. I wonder how it all goes. But boy, oh boy, the fact that the Haslams own that chunk of land and now officially have the deed to it tells you all you need to know. The negotiations are done. This is now going to be in the hands of billable hours. This is now going to be in the hands of lawyers. This is now going to be in the hands of courtrooms. But we know where the Haslams are going to end up with this whole thing. It's going to end up in Brook Park. The question is how much of the city's money is going to be spent? Because they're already spending a chunk of it on lawyers right now. We'll see where it goes. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. Chris Fedor joins us next to talk about a great Cavalier win over their old buddy LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. 1 o'clock, Jeremy Fowler, and around that 1:30 area, Kevin Stefanski is going to be live from Berea. You are not going to want to miss that. Dan Menigan in for Basket of Phelps, 92 through the Fan.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.